Mr. Lewis, you remind me of a great big collie dog.
Mrs. Lewis, I've got only one thing to say to you.
What?
Ain't that awful? But I guess that's the way married folks act when they're in love.
I love you truly.
Not so barbershop, boys. This is young love.
Oh! Truly dear.
Welcome to the new college story, Young Love, starring Janet Waldo and Jimmy Lydon, with John Heaston, the Judd Conlon choristers, and Wilbur Hatch and his orchestra.
I love you truly, 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 so truly dear.
Larry, Larry, wake up.
Huh?
Hey, wake up.
Go away, Ingrid. Please, Ingrid, not tonight. I won't kiss you again, Ingrid.
Larry, I gotta talk to you. Wake up, will you?
Huh? Oh, it's you. Fine thing. I wake up, and what do I find in my room? My roommate. What time is it?
3:15.
What?
Larry, I got a very important question to ask you.
At 3:15 in the morning, it better be important. Well?
Do you have trouble sleeping nights?
Who sleeps at a fraternity house? You may not learn anything in college, but you can look back on 4 nice years of insomnia.
Well, I'm going crazy.
Jimmy, please, as a favor to me, go crazy in the daytime.
I got a problem, Larry, and it gets much worse at night.
Is it a girl?
Well, sort of.
There is no such thing as sort of a girl. It's either a girl or it isn't a girl.
It's a girl.
Well, marry her and let me get some sleep.
You see, I've got to figure out some way that I can... Larry, you're not listening to me. Don't go to sleep.
I could go to sleep and listen to you at the same time.
My pal. Gratitude. And this is the guy I gave the Argyle socks to that my Aunt Esther knitted for me that were too small. Larry, what's the phone number at the girls' dorm?
Jimmy, you're not going to call up the girls' dorm at 3:15 in the morning.
3:20.
Well, Mrs. Gilly is a terror when aroused, and brother, are you going to arouse her?
What's the number?
8651W. And stand well back from the telephone.
651W. They must be asleep.
Yes?
May I speak to Janet Shaw, please? It's very important.
This is a young lady's dormitory, and we close at 10:30. These are university rules.
But this is a very important matter.
I just looked at my watch. It's 3:20 in the morning.
I know. Did I wake you?
Oh, no. I've been out playing lawn tennis on the shores of Mirror Lake with the Dean of Men. Did I wake you, he says.
Well, may I speak to Janet Shaw? It's a matter of life or death.
Well, it better be a matter of life or death, or it'll be your death, Mr. Whoever you are. I'll call her.
I think she's displeased.
Kid, what do you expect on the telephone at 3:20 in the morning? The giant jackpot?
Well, that's what the telephone was invented for, to reach people when you gotta talk to them.
Yeah, but some people have very narrow ideas about being reached at 3 in the morning.
Hello?
Hello, honey.
Jimmy, what?
Yeah, it's me.
What's wrong? Who died? Well,
nobody except me. I'm dying inside.
Well, there must be something terribly wrong for you to call at this time of the night.
Well, Jan, there's something awfully important I want to talk to you about. You see, you can go back to sleep, Larry.
Well, I'm wide awake now.
Just a minute, Jan. I got to close the door. Honey, we can't go on like this. It's unbearable.
Well, it's pretty uncomfortable for me, too. I'm standing here barefooted on a cold floor.
Well, that's just it. We could be standing barefooted on a cold floor together.
Jimmy, I know this is putting an awful strain on our marriage, but we've got to keep it secret.
Well, I'd feel better if we were just in the same building.
Well, I don't think I could move into the fraternity house. Do you want to move into the girls' dorm?
Jan, we got to get a place.
A place?
Somewhere we can be man and wife together instead of separately.
Oh, Jimmy, you know I feel the same way, but we can't afford a place. Rents are terribly high these days.
Well, I'll get a job.
That's very noble.
You think I'm noble?
Just terribly noble.
Hey, Einstein, be noble in the daytime. Turn out the light!
How do you like it, honey?
The Highway 59 Motel. Fireproof.
One of these cabins can be our first home together, if they're not too expensive.
It's kind of far from campus.
Only a mile and a quarter, and it's downhill all the way.
And it's uphill all the way back.
Well, I figured we had to get out of town a little ways, or we can't keep it secret. We wouldn't want any faculty members dropping in on us.
Except maybe Mitch.
Well, here's the office.
I suppose you're going to tell me you're man and wife.
Well, we are.
Let me see your marriage license.
Well, I don't have it right here in my sweater.
Well, we're very strict in this here motel. Don't take no married folks unless they're married.
We could go back and get our marriage license.
What state you from?
Ohio.
Ohio? What town?
Right here, just up the road.
Well, now, this is a treat. All we get here is New Mexico folks going to Massachusetts, or Massachusetts folks going to New Mexico. Hometown folks are real strangers.
I'll bet.
My name is Fernie, with an E. Most folks spell it like furnace, with a U. But I'm Fernie, with an E.
I'm Lewis, with a W.
Now about this marriage business. I'll take your word for it, because you act kind of sneaky-like. Folks come up to this desk and look me straight in the eye. I don't trust them.
How much is a cabin?
$3 a night.
Gee, is there a weekly rate?
Oh, sure. Be happy to make you a weekly rate. $21.
Well, that's too much, Jimmy. Let's go.
We got inner spring mattresses with inner springs. Hot and cold running water. All you got to do is go out to the spigot and draw a bucket full.
But your price is too steep.
Well, say now, I think I can save you some money. We only charge $1.50 a night if you got a trailer.
We haven't got a trailer.
Well, you folks certainly are lucky. I just happen to have a slightly used trailer here. Let you have it for $600.
Mister.
Oh, a little beauty. Cost $800 new in 1932.
We don't want a trailer.
Now, think of the money you're going to save. $1.50 every single night. Money in the bank. Well, you live here in that trailer for 10 years, you're going to be a rich man.
Well, Mr. Fernie, you're awfully kind, but I don't think Jimmy and I can
Jen,
afford...
Jen, listen, honey, we just got to find a way. $21 a week isn't the national debt.
It is if you haven't got it.
Well, I'll get a job. I don't care if I have to sweep the streets or clean sewers or collect garbage.
If you're thinking along them lines, you'll want a cabin with a shower. They run $22.50.
I'm the man in this family, and I'm making this decision. We'll take one of those cabins.
The cheaper, the better.
All righty, you follow me. Now, folks who stay here on a weekly basis got to sign the inventory form. Now, this will be your cabin, number 13.
Number 13?
It's a honey. Got a nice view of the driveway. Step right in.
Kind of small.
Yeah, that's our big selling point. You can lie in bed and reach everything in the room. Well, now here we go with the inventory, huh? One bed, one table, one throw rug, four chairs.
There are only three chairs.
What did you do with the other chair?
What?
Huh?
I can't have folks moving here and carrying off chairs. Right off the bat, one chair gone.
Mister.
Oh, folks don't realize what landlord's got to put up with nowadays.
We never saw your chair.
Likely story. You see that you done run off with nothing else. All right. One pair of window curtains and one frame color print of the Vanishing American. Sign here.
Gee, Jimmy, This is actually going to be our home, the first place we've lived in.
I got to carry you over the threshold.
Just a minute, Bud. Until you pay me $21, it ain't your threshold.
Jan, honey, we can move in. We can pay for the cabin.
Well, Jimmy, what happened?
I got a job. Go tell Mr. Fernie with an E we got some cash with a K.
Oh, you just got the job and they've already paid you?
Well, I don't get paid till Saturday, but as a substantial and dependable wage earner, I guess my credit ought to be good.
Where are you working?
I'm a white-collar man with the Fleetfoot people.
What?
Oh, that's a bicycle factory where they make Fleetfoot bicycles. And I don't just punch a clock. I'm on a salary.
Oh, Jimmy, that's wonderful. How much do you make a week?
$15. And that's for only 6 days' work.
What are your hours?
Well, I'm on the last half of the swing shift every night, 8:30 to midnight, except Saturdays.
And on Saturdays, you only work half a day, huh?
Yeah, that's right, half a day. Plus 8:30 to midnight.
Oh, Jimmy, that's going to make you awfully tired for your early morning classes.
Oh, I don't care. It's going to make it possible for you and me to have a home and live together like married people should.
But even so, Jimmy, we'll be going backwards at the rate of $6 a week.
Well, at least we'll be going backward together.
Hi, Jan. What are you chasing me for? You've already got a husband.
Have you seen him? Have you seen Jimmy?
The last time I saw Jimmy was when he cut my journalism class this morning.
Oh, Mitch, don't be too hard on him. He's working every night until midnight, making bicycles.
Well, I suppose that's all right for a young married man to spend every night making bicycles.
Well, you see, Mitch, it all started when we decided to take up lighthouse keeping.
Have you found a lighthouse?
Oh, we've moved into the Route 59 motel. Of course, I have to be back at the dorm every night, but Jimmy and I can spend all of our free time there. Just like a real married couple.
Mm. What do they sock you for a suite at this Highway Waldorf?
$21.
Wow.
But Jimmy's getting $15 from the Fleetfoot people, and Mitch, I got a job.
Really?
Just now, I haven't even had a chance to tell Jimmy yet.
Where can you be reached during business hours?
At the High Street Cafeteria. I'm a checker during the dinner rush. I work from my last class until 8 o'clock, and I get $16 a week.
A buck more than your husband. Great.
We're making a grand total of $31 a week. The cabin's only $21, so we'll have $10 clear profit.
Wait a minute, Jan. There's a hole in this thing somewhere. In order to rent a place to spend some time together, you kids have got yourselves booked up solid under the Wagner Act.
What do you mean?
Look, you work at the cafeteria from 4 to 8. Then Jimmy makes bicycles from 8:30 till midnight.
That's terrible. And he works Saturdays and I work Sundays.
Between the bicycles and the blue plate specials, you'll be lucky if you get to shake hands before graduation.
We'll return to Janet and Jimmy and the second act of Young Love in just a moment. Bob Crosby, a CBS star in his own right, will be Abe Burroughs' special guest on Breakfast with Burroughs tonight. Breakfast with Burroughs follows the fun of Joan Davis' latest escapades as a department store sales girl on Leave It to Joan, these Monday nights in the familiar Lux Radio Theater hour. Be sure to hear Breakfast with Burroughs and Leave It to Joan, a wonderful hour of hilarious comedy tonight on most of these same CBS stations. Now back to Janet and Jimmy and the second act of Young Love.
Oh, you take the day shift and I'll take the night shift and I'll get my paycheck up for you. But me and my true love will never meet again in the Highway 59 motel.
Fireproof.
James Lewis, shake my hand.
Oh, sure, Mr. Armstead.
You are now officially a member of the Fleetfoot family.
Oh, it's going to be fun to help you make bicycles.
Never mention that word.
What word?
Bicycles. In this factory, they are known as Fleet Feet.
Fleet Feet?
And every two-wheeler that rolls off our assembly line goes to join the mighty Fleet Feet Fleet.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Now, Lewis, our assembly line here at Fleet Foot has been planned by an efficiency expert. And each complete job down the assembly line is called a trip.
Trip?
And your job will be to make out the slips which give the specifications for each Fleet Foot.
I see. I make out the trip slips for the Fleet Feet.
I like that. You're quick. Now, if it's going to be a red Fleet Foot, you make out a blue trip slip.
Blue for red,
yeah. And if it's going to be a blue Fleet Foot, you make out a red trip slip.
Red for blue.
Now, if it's going to be a yellow Fleet Foot, you make out a yellow trip slip.
Somebody slipped up there.
At Fleet Foot, we don't question the efficiency expert. Of course, since we've had this system, we don't turn out as many bicycles as we used to. But we sure have speeded up the paperwork.
Well, I suppose that's really more important.
Now, let's get on to mudguards.
Mudguards?
If the order specifies one stripe on the mudguard, you punch two holes in the trip slip.
Two for one.
But for two stripes on the mudguards, punch one hole in the trip slip.
One for two.
Now, if the order calls for no stripe on the mudguard,
I punch three holes in the trip slip.
Four.
There is some system.
Lewis, you are going to be a key man here at Fleet Foot because our whole assembly line operation is a direct result of the way you select, mark, and punch the trip slips. And Lewis, Fleet Foot expects every man to do his duty.
On my honor, I will do my best.
Honey, you're gonna hate it here.
I am.
Working in this cafeteria is like being in prison. Only the food ain't so good.
Well, I want to do the best I can.
Oh, an eager one. Well, here's what you got to do, honey. You're the relief checker. You take my place when I have to go out and comb my hair.
I see.
Then you sit up here on this stool by the cash register and add up everything the poor suckers bring by in their trays. Come on over here. I'll introduce you to the food.
Fine.
Those brown rocks are biscuits. 3 cents.
3 cents.
That gray stuff over there that looks and smells like fish, that's steak. 15 cents.
That's reasonable for steak.
Well, not when it's 90% tuna fish. Now, this stuff that looks like wet wood ashes, that's mashed potatoes. We get 7 cents for a dab of that. Now, if you're fools enough to try to hide the taste with some gravy, it's an extra penny for this rubber cement.
You don't make it sound very appetizing.
I don't make it taste very appetizing. Now we come to desserts. This candle wax is tapioca pudding. 9 cents, and don't put a match to it. And this plastic stuff is pie, 11 cents. Now, a few hearty souls take a little bit of everything. That's known as the blue plate special.
What do you get for that?
49 cents and a bad case of cramps.
Gee, it's complicated.
Now, I suppose you take over for a while, honey, and get the hang of the thing. I'm going out and comb my hair.
All right.
Oh, here comes a customer.
I'll try to keep the prices straight.
Oh, no.
Well, what's wrong?
He's taking that slice of watermelon that's been sitting there for a month. Well, I'll be kind to him. He eats here every night, and I don't think he has long to live.
Oh, dear. Pie, 11 cents. Good evening.
Thank you very much.
Why?
I've been coming to this cafeteria for 5 years. And this is the first time anybody ever said anything nice to me.
And you've been coming here for 5 years? You must like the food.
No, but my stomach is used to it.
And now let's see, you've got two biscuits at 3 cents each. That's 6 cents. Mm. And a pat of butter is a penny. That's 7 cents. And the steak is 15 cents. That's 22 and...
Lady, I'm hungry.
Did I say 21 or 22? 22 and... Oh, I've forgotten how much coffee is.
That's not coffee. It's oatmeal.
Well, that's 8 and 22 and... Oh, let me see. Watermelon.
Miss, if you're going to take so long, I'm going to start eating right here.
Please don't eat anything or I'll lose track.
I'll leave my mouth open.
Is 39. That'll be 39 cents.
38.
I added it up very carefully. It's 39.
It's 38. What are you trying to do, rob me?
No, but those are the prices, and that's what I have to charge.
All right. I'm through. I'm fed up. You eat the food. I'm taking my business to Thrifty's.
Mr. Fernie, have you seen my wife?
She just left the cabin.
Oh, gosh, I ran all the way from my last class just to see her.
Well, she said she waited as long as she could, and she'd have to run all the way to the cafeteria. Surprised you two didn't run into each other head on.
Mr. Fernie, have you seen Jimmy?
Yeah.
Oh, I ran all the way from the cafeteria.
He's running all the way to the bicycle factory.
Oh, I missed him again.
For a mister and a missus, you two sure are missing.
Mitch, have you seen Jan?
Sure.
Everybody gets to see my wife but me.
Well, she's at work now, isn't she?
She's always at work, or I'm at work, or she's in class, or I'm in class, or she's in the dorm and I'm at the fraternity house. Honest, Mitch, I'm beginning to forget what my wife looks like.
Well, she's pretty. Getting a little gray around the temples, but I think you'll still recognize her. You getting any use out of the Highway 59 motel?
Well, we're working so hard paying for it that we haven't had any time there together.
You use the cabin at all?
Well, sure, we just sit there and look at each other.
We?
Me and the Vanishing American.
Hiya, beautiful.
Have you seen Jimmy around?
You mean the Alfred P. Sloan of the bicycle business?
Oh, I'll probably miss him again this afternoon, but will you give him a message?
Well, I don't know if he can be reached. After all, he's a big wheel at the bicycle plant.
Larry, would you ask Jimmy to have dinner at the High Street cafeteria so I can get a chance to just see what he looks like?
Oh, no, I wouldn't send my worst enemy to eat down there. Do you know all the food they serve is army surplus?
Mr. Fernie, I can hardly believe it, but in a few more minutes, I'm actually going to see my wife.
When am I actually going to see my $21?
Oh, well, I'll have it for you at midnight tonight. That's when I get my paycheck.
Well, don't stop off on the way home and drink it all up at some soda fountain. Hey, I got some nice news for you. A friend of yours moved into the cabin right next door.
A friend?
Yeah, Professor Wilson, with an I. He seems real interested to know there was a couple of married students living next door. Seemed mighty anxious to meet you.
You didn't tell him we were married.
Why not? Ain't you married?
Well, for you we're married, Mr. Fernie, but for Professor Wilson, we're still as single as they come.
Some hanky-panky going on here. The way I look at it, married folks are married folks, Professor Wilson or not.
Oh, you gotta understand, Professor Wilson is in charge of scholarships and he could kick Jan out of school.
I could kick you out of this motel, too.
Oh, no, Mr. Fernie, please, Jan and I have been working all week so we could get together.
Oh, I've been suspicious of you two all along. Figured you was up to something.
Oh, please, don't throw us out.
I don't want to say hi to Harry, you half-married, half-single folks again. Except to bring me my $21.
Oh.
What's the matter, Lewis? You look a little liverish.
Well, I just got thrown out of the thing I got this job to pay for.
Well, I hope we're keeping our minds on our work, getting those trip slips out triple fast.
Oh, yes, sir.
That's the spirit, Lewis. When you're a member of the Fleetfoot family, you've got to live, sleep, and eat Fleetfoot.
It just about amounts to that, Mr. Armstead.
You should be proud, boy. Remember, Fleetfoot is the only bicycle in the world approved by the American Dental Association.
Well, I've already turned out 1,000 trip slips.
1,000? Why, Lewis, you're another Bert Ossaker.
Bert Ossaker?
Bert is the Horatio Alger of the Fleetfoot family. When he first came with us, he sat at that very desk where you're sitting now. He made out trip slips for 7 years. And he did the job so well, do you know what happened to him?
Why?
They moved him over to that desk. I tell you, it's a great story of progress and advancement. And do you know that in just 7 more years, Bert Ossiker was moved up to the spoke room? And do you know that in just 7 more years, Bert Ossiker was moved up to the spoke room?
Gosh, where is he now? He must be president of the company.
Well, not quite. The efficiency expert didn't like Bert's face, so we fired him.
Well, I guess it just goes to show you.
It certainly does. Yeah. Trip Slips, Homestead speaking. What? They did what? How many? Which? With what? Oh, no! I'll take care of it immediately. I'll deal with the party responsible. Lewis!
Something wrong?
Where has your mind been, Lewis, while you were punching those Trip Slips?
What did I do?
What did you do? Fleetfoot has just manufactured the only bicycle in the world with 1 wheel, 4 mudguards, purple spokes, and 3 sets of handlebars. Lewis, you're fired.
Fired? Well, do I at least get severance pay?
Severance pay? Certainly not. But we might give you the bicycle.
We'll be back with Young Love in just a moment. Better living for all. That's the goal of the American economic system. And better living for all is possible under this system more than under any other. Working together to produce more per man, per machine, per hour results in benefits we all share. For your free copy of the booklet, Miracle of America, write to Box 10, Times Square Station, New York City. Now, stay tuned for Joan Davis, starring in Leave It to Joan, which follows immediately after Young Love on most of these same CBS stations. Now, back to the campus of Midwestern University.
Jimmy!
Oh, Jan, it's wonderful to see you. Oh,
it's been such a long time.
Let me look at you. You got the same hair, and the same eyes, and the same nose, and the same lips. Yep, same lips.
But Jimmy, I've got wonderful news.
So have I.
Mine first. I got promoted at the cafeteria. I'm making $18 a week now. And I'm no longer just the relief checker. I'm the main checker.
And what happened to the other girl?
Yesterday, during rush hour, she went out to comb her hair, and she never came back.
Well, guess what happened to me?
Well, something wonderful, I'll bet.
You said it. I got fired.
Oh, Jimmy, that's awful.
Well, no, it isn't. It's a $5 raise.
How can that happen?
Well, I was getting $15 a week working for the Fleetfoot people. Now I'm getting $20 a week unemployment.
Jimmy!
Honey, you get fired, too, and we can afford a motel of our own.
Listen to Young Love, the new CBS college story, again next week at this same time, starring Jimmy Lydon and Janet Waldo, with John Heaston, Gil Stratton Jr., Alan Reed, Hans Conried, Ed Max, Ruth Parrott, your announcer Roy Rowan, the Judd Conlon choristers, and the music of Elliot Daniel, conducted by Wilbur Hatch. Young Love is written and directed by Lauren Sandlee. This is CBS, where 99 million people gather every week, the Columbia Broadcasting System.